Improper disposal of batteries can spark fires. Fires on garbage trucks and at trash and recycling centers cost millions and put lives in danger. Batteries do not belong in regular trash or recycling. Learn more at gorecycle.org. Brought to you by Covanta.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hit as well. And the rebound is fired in by Amat. What an introduction from the substitute. Tellez is shot. Too hot to handle. Amat did the rest.
Well, you're going to come on as a centre forward, and that's exactly where you need to be, making sure that any shots that come in, that you are the one that's following it up. And he was. And not only that, there was a defender in real close proximity, but he just managed, well, he wanted it more, simple as that, Amad, and he smashes it into the side of the net. It's not great goalkeeping, I have to say, from Diego Lopez. It's a decent shot, but I do think that he should have gathered that up.
Palazzone and then Falcao off the bar.
In top form.
Good through ball. Izzy Palazzone, good save. And the follow-up is clipped in. See at that far post. Some United players were looking over towards the linesman, but it was made by Palazzone, who cut in from the right-hand side. It's good effort, pushed out by Heaton, but the rebound finds the net. Pre-season ends with an Old Trafford draw and another competitive friendly against Rayo Vallecano. Pre-season ends at Old Trafford with a score of Manchester United 1, Rayo Vallecano 1.
Glory, glory, Manchester United. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. And in this episode, we'll be analysing our last game with Rayo Vallecano. How did you anticipate the game? Honestly, I thought it would be a sleek win or smooth win for us, considering the fact that that would be our last friendly, and I thought we could have an easy win. Unfortunately, my hopes were shattered, like totally shattered. But we ended the game 1-1, and with this kind of result, I'm not sure we're ready for this season yet. And honestly, we're not doing the lineup, but Ivan Aldo in the squad is good, at least increase our chances of winning. And honestly, Tai Chong was horrible in the game. Totally horrible. I don't know, man. And honestly, we've seen Ghana show so impressive. So, the future is bright for us. But for the moment, there are some players that they don't really deserve time yet. Probably they need to work more on themselves. And I think our trial in the front, Jadon Sancho, Martial, and Rashford, they should, have more playing time together. So they will to understand themselves more. And let's go to the statistics of the game to know how the game went. We had 50% ball possession and they had 44%. We had 3 shots on target and they had 4. We had 8 shots off target and they had 2. We had 3 corners and they had 7. We had 10 fouls committed and they had 16. We had 1 offside and they had 2. And Tom Heaton also was superb in the game. He made some nice saves. So now that's that about statistics. Let's go to the blog post to know what the bloggers have to say about our team. This blog post is Ragnick's assistant says Erik ten Hag managerial will be night and day with former interim boss. Let's dive in. Chris Amar says Erik ten Hag will be night and day with Ralf Ragnick as he is receiving board backing. Ralf Ragnick's former assistant Chris Amos believes new manager Erik ten Hag will enjoy a big turnaround in fortunes as he has backing from Manchester United's board. Amos and Ragnick parachuted into United midway through last season to pick up the pieces of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer tenure. After a few initial bright spots, United faded and finished the season in 6th place, horrible, missing out on qualifying for the Champions League. Speaking to the Crack podcast, Amos explained some frustration at a lack of January investment from the club. It's night and day, Amos explained. This season we'll be out with some guys in with some freshness, hunger, a real specific style of play they can implement. is night and day with what an interim manager Ralph Rangnick can do. Ralph came in and had ideas of what he wanted to do, but they clearly weren't interested. Were they really going to push for Ralph to hit a home run? I don't know. They didn't add one player. That's not me talking bad about the club. The club didn't add one single player in the transfer window when we were right in fourth position. Rangnick had previously told Goal he recommended United sign one of Dusan Vlahovic, Julian Alvarez, or Luis Diaz. With his pleas falling on deaf ears, United lost momentum and the season faded. With Rangnick not kept on as consultant, many Manchester United supporters ended up questioning the wisdom of hiring a specialist in long-term planning into a short-term firefighting role. Amos has similar thoughts. He added, "If you bring Ralph Rangnick, you've got to let him build a team. You can't do that in 6 months. You all know that. Why would they bring Ralph, honestly? What is that for? Ralph is a really credible guy in the football world who can manage big personalities. I honestly think if another manager came in, they could have finished things. The Rangnick era is one Manchester United fans would now rather forget. And as Amos points out, that's not really all the manager's fault. It simply didn't work out. The club lacked direction last season. And now, with new manager Erik ten Hag, there is a long-term vision finally in place. United have signed 3 players, Tyrone Malacia, Christian Eriksen, and Lisandro Martinez, and more expected to follow before the end of the transfer window. To be honest, I think if Rangnick was given more chance, more time, I think we would have done something right. He came into a struggling team and trying to manage the personalities they brought in, like Ronaldo and Kouan. I don't know, so just for a short period, 6 months, I'm not sure that's enough. And the fact that I was able to get new players also, I understand that. Still in the transfer window saga, this blog post says 6 deals Manchester United could still complete in the final month of the transfer window. With 1 week left until the Premier League season kicks off, we are now entering the final month of the transfer window. United has struck 3 incoming deals to date, signing Christian Eriksen on a free, Tyrone Malacia from Feyenoord, and Lisandro Martinez from Ajax. There is plenty more to do. United are light in midfield, at right back, and especially in attack, and so we can expect more additions before the deadline on September 1st. We have taken a look at 6 possible incoming deals United could do over the next month. 1. Frankie de Jong. This is a big deal Manchester United have been chasing all summer, with a saga of Wesley Snyder's SK proportions. It has been a big gamble for United to put all the midfield eggs in the Jong's basket when there has been little public sign that he wishes to leave Barcelona. The La Liga side need to sell, however, and the Athletic report a fee is agreed with Barcelona. If this deal gets over the line, then it will vindicate United's strategy this summer. Benjamin Sesko. United have strong interest in Slovenian wonder kid Benjamin Sesko. The Mail reports, although the Red Bull Salzburg preference is to sell in 2023, United could look to do a knockdown deal with a loan back if Cristiano Ronaldo stays at the club for another season. This could be an incredibly smart move. Sesko, 19, showed his quality this past week with a winner against Liverpool, and it would be a very smart investment for the future. Sasa Kalajic. Another striker United are considering is Austrian striker Sasa Kalajic, report the Mail. His third guard forward would be useful plan B for United, standing at 6 feet 7 tall, and is available for around £20 million. The Mail reported last week United are considering 2 attacking signings, so it's possible Kalajic and Sesko could sign, with the latter loaned back. Antony, the one forward Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag wants badly is Antony. However, Ajax are desperate not to sell. United's only hope here seems to be if Antony goes on strike and tries to make his position at Ajax untenable, a risky strategy, but don't rule it out. If United can also cash in on a handful of unwanted players to add to the club's transfer funds, there will be movement in negotiations late in the window. Denzel Dumfries. Aaron Wan-Bissaka appears to be out of favor under Erik ten Hag and did not feature in any of the squad over the weekend. United need a new right back, with Ethan Lyde expected to be loaned out, and one possible addition is Inter Milan right back Denzel Dumfries. The Netherlands international is reported to be a target for United, reports Gazeta dello Sport, and would add a strong attacking option from right back Fabian Ruiz. What happens if Manchester United are unsuccessful in signing Frankie de Jong from Barcelona? Is there a backup option? Our topic is Napoli midfielder Fabian Ruiz. Ruiz strong at bringing the ball out of defense, dribbling past players and creating chances. Ruiz has only 1 year remaining on his contract, making this an affordable deal late in the window for United if the club choose to pursue a move. Another sniper at the block was, honestly, I think we should get, find a way to get either De Jong or Antony. And I think Sesko again would be a nice option based on the fact that he's young. He will be a big investment for the future. We should look outside of the box and try to get good players that go be there for us for a very long time. That's where the business should be. But either way, I hope things goes well for us and we make the right decision. Well, that will be the end of our preseason friendly. And this season will be starting on 7th of August. We'll be facing Brighton in Old Trafford. Honestly, if I'm to anticipate this game, I want to anticipate a win for us based on the fact that I feel it's the first game they want to impress. Whichever way it goes, I'm a United fan forever. But I wish the team all the best. And I hope they put up their best in the game and make us proud. That will be Erik ten Hag's first game in the Premier League as a Manchester United manager. So I can only hope for the best. We don't want him to start the bad record. Whichever way, it does not matter how you start, but how you end, really. So see you guys in the next episode. And until then, remain red. And forever, remain red.
Leftovers.
Or
the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.